Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Steven Russo is here. Steven is a new friend. He's Executive Vice President at Eclipse. Eclipsis, I guess, is the name of the book of the company, Eclipsis Incorporated. He spent many decades working in organizations, especially focusing on security, cybersecurity, and cryptocurrency. So we've asked him to join us and give us a little bit of a lay of the land on how things are going out there. They're getting a lot more complicated, aren't they, Steve?
Well, they sure are, and it doesn't seem to be improving too much lately. Cybersecurity as a whole, or I should say, you know, the world as a whole, really needs to understand the securing data requirements really are going to take more than just encryption today. And there is an ongoing challenge to secure all types of data and digital assets, especially, and other sensitive information. There's quite a few current methods out there that are being used today, but they are simply not good enough.
Well, see, what's scary, Steve, is that most people aren't even using encryption right now.
I don't know that it's most people, but there's, if you're talking about individuals,
The Main Street economy, encryption is another layer of security that I'm not sure they have that much. That's on their radar screen that much. They've heard about it. They know about it, but I'm not sure they're doing enough of it. You're telling us that that's not even good enough anymore. And this is one of the concerns that I have. One of my concerns right now, and in fact, that's what I wrote my new book about, is that we're entering an age, we are in an age where things are moving faster. We're getting new generations of capabilities and threats, and we're not even in the previous capability. We're not even operating with the previous capability, and we're getting behind. What do you think?
I think that your comments are very on point. I speak to many large enterprise, and you know the medium to large enterprise out there, you know, obviously government, et cetera, they're using encryption. They're using different forms of technology to try and secure their data.
Right.
The most common one is that they build a vault, they put the data inside, they encrypt it, and then they build what they call a firewall around it to stop the bad guys from getting in. And, you know, there's some twists and turns to that, you know, some intrusion protection or multiple firewalls, et cetera. But your point is spot on in that what's transpired is that computers have gotten so much more powerful over the last 10 and 15 years. Look at your cell phone. It could compute what 15 years ago would have taken a computer the size of the Sears Tower.
Right.
So because of that, they've developed the bad guys. Are utilizing the new development of supercomputers. And these supercomputers have incredible processing power. And this new capability with this new processing power has made it possible to do things that used to take 200 and 300 years, now take 200 and 300 seconds.
Right.
So encryption in its own right is a mathematical algorithm. Well, when you have these supercomputers that can be banked 2 or 3 or 5 supercomputers together, that foreign countries and bad actors do. I can tell you the three-letter people in our government are really worried right now because the strongest encryption that's out there is really vulnerable, to your point.
Well, if you got – what he's talking about, folks, is if you've got a password that is some combination of your family's names and certain numbers and different things that you picked out, that the little code on the password that you enter says great, strong, very good, right? It's all great, and it is good. But these supercomputers he's talking about, all they have to do is sit there. If there's like, you know, if you've got to go through 10 million revolutions to break that password, as you were saying, Steve, you know, it might have taken a week to do that 5 years ago. Now it takes 45 seconds or maybe 4.5 seconds. And so it's worth the time to break through that. And that's an encryption. A password is a method of encryption, right?
It's part of the process, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. Yep. We're going to come back. We'll come back after the break and talk about what we can do. What can we do to protect ourselves? What level do we have to step up to? How do we have to change our game? And we're also going to get into cryptocurrency after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.